Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Can't get rid of us that easily.
For which I'm grateful.
What are we explaining well today, Christelle?
Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, he's got a parole hearing.
Yes, so that's coming up on Friday. And I thought it was a good time to just kind of revisit where we are in this process and why we are at this point.
Kwalifiseer hy vir parool?
So ja, maar nie outomaties nie.
Okay.
So, hold on. Like, why every time we ask a question for explained well, it's yes, no,
and
but.
No.
Ja, nee, miskien dalk. Ja. Because I can't lie to you. I have to give you all the facets of the story. So in South Africa, an offender qualifies, or is eligible for parole after serving half of their sentence. Pistorius has served more than half of his sentence, which initially started in 2014.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to, I think it was 6 years, but this was changed to 13 years. So he is eligible, but it's not automatic that he will get it.
Okay, so after half your sentence,
you're eligible, and you can just go through the process to essentially say, I think I meet the criteria.
Yeah, I suppose you apply then. You write a letter going, dear warden, I'm a good boy now.
Like, yeah, pretty much. A bit more eloquent, but that pretty much sums it up. Because then they need to look at a whole range of considerations. So keeping in mind, the purpose of incarceration to start off with should be rehabilitation. Someone offended, broke the law, they're not fit to be in society, they need to be rehabilitated in order to re-enter society. So some of the criteria that they would then evaluate, other than did you at least serve more than half your sentence, previous criminal records, their conduct while they were incarcerated, their disciplinary record, their physical and mental state, whether it would be to their detriment to remain incarcerated, how they would do outside, the likelihood of relapse into crime is an important one. And there's, of course, a very big process of consultation with victims, or in this case, the family of the victim. It's not to say that the family has to green light the release, but they're part of this process, and their input would be part of all the considerations that the board listens to in making their decision.
So
when will the decision be known?
Ja, dis nog een van daai vrae. So the Department of Correctional Services spokesperson has said that usually, that when this kind of hearing happens, usually the decision is made the same day. Maar dis nie noodwendig die geval nie. Dit party spekuleer dit kan soveel as 'n maand neem. Solank as 'n maand neem, daar is nie 'n vaste tydperk in terme van wanneer hulle moet eersens vir ons sê wat daai besluit is nie, maar gewoonlik sal dit binne 'n dag, dieselfde dag of binne 'n dag wees. Dis 'n Vrydag, so miskien dan die maand ons weet nie. Maar ek dink daar is soveel druk en belangstelling in hierdie geval spesifiek.
They're not going to want to drag it out probably.
Yeah, look, the thing with parole though is there's also different options of parole. You could have a day parole kind of thing. You could have a form of being limited to your house. There's different options available, and there isn't set criteria as to who gets what conditions. Remember when we spoke about Janusz Balus?
I was about to say,
And they're not always, the authorities are not always going to tell us all the different conditions. There's again different considerations. With Janusz Balus, it was safety and security considerations. There might be potentially privacy considerations. But again, I think there's enough public interest that they would need to tell us enough to get certainly the media to back off. And it's not easy to get us to back off.
Got you.
And then just in closing, if they then say, as die parool nou goedgekeur word, of hulle sê ja, dan in die besluit is nou in die publiek and we all know about it, then is it like that you are released? Like in...
Dis gewoonlik tamelik vinnig. Hulle sal nie noodwendig vir ons die logistieke daar rondom bekend maak nie, want daar sal in alle waarskynlikheid 'n media sirkus wees. Almal wil daar wees en sien, omdat hierdie spesifieke geval was so hoë profiel. Maar gewoonlik, as daar 'n besluit is dat iemand vrygelaat kan word op parool, gaan jy tamelik vinnig aksie sien.
I doubt they're going to let you out of the hearing by the back door. It'll probably be...
Miskien is dit ek en jy is, maar nie in die ene.
Probably not, yeah. All right, well, there is absolutely going to be a media circus around this on Friday. Absolutely, 100%. I feel sorry already for Reva's parents, whose phones are going to start ringing in the next 48 hours.
I think it's already...
So that is something we will keep an eye on. We'll keep you updated as and when we can, if we hear something about whether or not he's going to get parole in the first place and what the conditions might be. Christelle, buy a donkey.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.